Visiting Teaching Message. Nurture the Rising Generation. Teach these scriptures and quotations, or if needed, another principle that will bless the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you visit to share what they have felt and learned. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 123, Verse 11. It is an imperative duty that we owe to all the rising generation. What is my responsibility to the rising generation? Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Reserved by the Lord for this time, the rising generation must now be preserved and prepared for their special moment in human history. They have been held back to come forth at this time, but now they need to be pushed forward to meet their rendezvous. Youth are not unlike prospective converts. There are those critical moments when their souls begin to tilt toward the Lord or away from Him. These moments of decision cannot always be created, but when they occur, they must not be wasted. More often than not, these moments will occur in quiet and reverent conversation with parents, grandparents, a bishop, an adult leader, or a righteous peer. Unto the Rising Generation, Ensign, April 1985, pages 8 and 10. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Presidency of the 70. Our rising generation is worthy of our best efforts to support and strengthen them in their journey to adulthood. In every action we take, in every place we go, with every Latter-day Saint young person we meet, we need to have an increased awareness of the need for strengthening, nurturing, and being an influence for good in their lives. Our Rising Generation, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 47. How can I nurture the rising generation? President Gordon B. Hinckley. Never forget that these little ones are the sons and daughters of God, and that yours is a custodial relationship to them, that He was a parent before you were parents, and that He has not relinquished His parental rights or interest in these, His little ones. Rear your children in love, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Take care of your little ones. Welcome them into your homes, and nurture and love them with all of your hearts. They may do, in the years that come, some things you would not want them to do, but be patient. Be patient. You have not failed as long as you have tried. Words of the Living Prophet, Liahona, May 1998, pages 26 through 27. Excerpts from recent addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, July 1997, page 73. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. To nurture means to cultivate, care for, and make grow. Nurturing requires organization, patience, love, and work. Helping growth occur through nurturing is truly a powerful and influential role bestowed on women. Mothers Who Know, Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, pages 76 and 77. Barbara Thompson, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. As Relief Society sisters, we can help one another to strengthen families. We're given opportunities to serve in many capacities. We constantly come in contact with children and youth who may need just what we can offer. You older sisters have much good advice and experience to share with younger mothers. Sometimes a young women leader or a primary teacher says or does just the thing that is needed to reinforce what a parent is trying to teach. And obviously, we don't need any particular calling to reach out to a friend or neighbor. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, page 117. End of the article. Visiting teaching message.